The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day, Wednesday, 7:01 a.m. Central Time, where I'm at. Good morning to all of you. Of course, the show is being brought to you by. This almost sounds like a Lever Brothers commercial, but it's not. No, we do that all the time. And here's Johnny Jacobs to tell you what you want. No, you get free shipping is what you get on all orders $200 or more, excluding dropship, of course, when you shop at the Power Mall, which is what keeps us on the air. Justin Porter will be joining us later in the show. That's why we have 10% off North American Urban Spice products. Justin will be taking your phone calls and answering questions about the products and giving you some insight as to the scientific aspects of how they work. 20% off all my books as we very slowly approach the November 4th and 5th workshop in Dallas. Going to be an interesting thing. Got people from both sides of the country coming, attorneys and whatnot. So, you know, if you know you or somebody you know, it was posted on LinkedIn and Substack for those of you out there paying attention. Prayer request, we got them. All you have to do is go to thepowerhour.com and click the community tab to send us one. And, of course, the community tab is also viable for accessing the Power Hour forum, where you can share your thoughts and chat with other listeners about show topics, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, if you want to hear the Power Hour on your local station, pick up the phone, call the program director or general manager, depending on the size of the station, and let them know, tune them in, let them know where to go listen, and encourage them to carry the show. We have free newsletters. If you are on the internet, you can sign up for them at thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com and click the newsletter tab. That's simple. Your donations, always appreciated as always. ThePowerHour.com, support us tab, snail mail, P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or in the alternative, you can call Jay when the Power Mall opens at 8 a.m. Central at 877-817-9829 and make a donation that way. Perry Johnson, who is the Republican presidential candidate, is also going to be on the show at the bottom of next hour, slamming D.C. politicians amid this leadership flight while inflation soars. This should be interesting. They're the first time I think we've actually had a presidential candidate. I know we had Jonathan Emord, who's running for Senate in Virginia, who I hope you vote for because he's a constitutional attorney. I know a lot of you are going, what about the missing 13th Amendment that says that nobody with a title of nobility can serve? Title of nobility, that would be like Esquire. I know there's a lot of you out there that know about that. I know about it too. Trust me. I played Patriot games back in the 90s. I know all about how the government works and how they attack. And usually it happens 3 years after the fact, not in the case of J6, because you got a Democratic president, but you had a Democratic president during the 90s too. It seems like we can't get away from them. All right. Moving on to world news at 4 minutes after the hour. Top U.S. general, this is Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Charles, this is General Charles Q. Brown, has nothing to do with QAnon, warning Iran not to get involved in the Israel-Hamas conflict that erupted over the last weekend. This is General Charles Brown, the Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman now, the new guy, appointed by Biden. Isn't Iran already involved? I mean, everybody is now Taliban. Yeah, we support Hamas, but we didn't send all the guns that we got over there. Yeah, well, that remains to be seen. It's just scuttlebutt, all right? Gaza is facing a humanitarian catastrophe as their power plant is running out of fuel. The authorities there say all basic life services are at risk after Israel's total siege of the Hamas-run enclave. Well, you see, the Hamas, they want to tell you about their side of the story. We even had a journalist from Palestine want to come on the radio and have their viewpoint and talk all about what's going on. And see, not all Palestinians are members of Hamas. Hamas is kind of the extremist, you know, what they would call MAGA Trump supporters at the FBI. They're kind of the extremist on the left wing is what Hamas is, for just the opposite of what the FBI calls Trumpers. And so these folks, you know, are trying to get the position out that, well, we've always had this religious war. You know, I just don't know whether you want to hear stuff like that. If you want to have him on, this is a journalist now in Palestine that wants to come on our show. We appreciate your emails at support@thepowerhour.com, letting us know one way or the other whether you think that this is a good idea, letting him on there, because he may start espousing Hamas ideologies. Death to America. You know, I mean, this is what they're doing in Iran. They got everybody all pumped up, mostly young people, fighting age men, the same kind that are allegedly coming across their border, according to Lieutenant Colonel Wendy Rogers, a senator from Arizona, who sent me an email yesterday telling me that they're training Hamas and Matamoros, and then they're sneaking them across the border down there by Brownsville, where they continue their training on U.S. soil. And of course, true or not, we're still vetting that information. If it is true, then America stands to be attacked from within, just a matter of time. This is one of the reasons why yesterday our conversation centered around whether or not you were ready to face your enemy head on when they come to your door. If you are not, then okay, you're going to become a casualty. Maybe you'd rather become a victim. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of woke people out there in America that apparently don't care whether they have a gun or not. You know, we have Second Amendment rights while we still have a Constitution. And here's the thing. I don't think that people understand how much the Constitution of the United States is actually protecting we the people. Without that Constitution, and that would happen if, in fact, the idiot in the White House decides to suspend it and declare martial law in America. Now, it just takes a couple of blue state cities to be attacked by Hamas, and all of a sudden we got nationwide martial law. See how easy that works? And see, Hamas, China, everybody else knows this. They know what it's going to take to pull the plug. You know, they're building the wall to keep us in so we can't escape. Same as they build a wall to keep people out. Oh, good luck with that. They'll get in any way they want. They got tunnels that haven't been discovered yet. And they just openly sneak across the border and we let them. What do we got? You know, 2.6 million just in the last 26 months that have come into the country? How many of them are terrorists? How many of them are here with intent, nefarious intent, to commit atrocities against the American people? Just a matter of time. But I can tell you with almost a certainty that this is going to happen to the big state, blue state cities. It's going to happen there. They will go where they can blend in, hide, and exact the greatest amount of casualties. See, they can't do it in the country. They won't do it out in the hinterland, out in the countryside. No, they'll do it in the major city where they can get the most casualties and scare the most people. This is where they'll do it. If you disagree, my telephone number is wide open, 844-769-2944. You're welcome to jump in on this. That we have freedom of speech, at least for now. Unlike the UK, they just passed a bill through laws like Canada's Online News Act, prompting Meta and Google to ban news contents. This is the online safety bill in the UK. Hello, George Orwell. Yep, it's been in the works for the last 5 years, and they're going to go after online censorship. They're not going to let you put your pornographic material and anything that promotes suicide and self-harm and vaccine misinformation. It's barred under the bill. And that probably comes with penalties as well. In other words, you post, they come to your door. Got it? You know, that's the UK as well as Canada. They're really trying to shut down free speech there. China, in the meantime, is pursuing brain control weaponry in a bid to command future of warfare. They want to enhance the human brain to create super warriors, and they're still doing this. They're spending billions each year on neuroscience that could draw these scenarios ever closer to reality. Brain science. Yep. The Academy of Military Medical Sciences is reporting on this. And they've started writing articles on this as early as 2017. They want the strategic high ground, especially when they come after us. In the meantime, back on Israel, the focus here, believe it or not, yesterday, Black Lives Matter, the grassroots organization that was chiefly involved in the summer riots of 2020, has showed support for the Palestinian group Hamas. Yeah. The statement references the violent attacks on Israel as understandable, desperate acts of self-defense. All right, so the same people that were involved in the summer riots of 2020 are now out there in the front, forefront, letting you know that they support Hamas. China, meanwhile, is declaring America the villain in this Hamas brutality against Israel. They've come out in their Global Times propaganda outlet declaring America as the enemy of world peace. Wow. And of course, China and Iran are allies. So what does that tell you? We're getting into the middle of all this. Mexico prefers, as far as setting up migrant transit centers, they're not going to get involved in this. They don't want anything to do with it. They're not going to set up any of these things. Of course, the president of Mexico says we don't want to set up places in our country for migrants to wait to be given temporary U.S. visas. We want this to be where the migration originates, where migrants come from, so they don't need to come to Mexico. So they're saying 10,000, 6 to 10,000 a day. Yeah. And of course, a U.S.-funded migrant processing center in Guatemala at Chiapas is already opened and processing illegals. The U.S. is behind it. Our government is behind all this. French troops are leaving Niger, as a matter of fact. Things have erupted into major violence. They can't handle it. It's overrun. So President Emmanuel Macron has decided, all right, you guys are out of there. Zimbabwe has turned gold-backed digital token into a payment method. Zimbabwe gold. ZIG officially kicked off as a payment method announced by the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. This is the first time RBZ introduced its new project. That was in April of this year. The central bank specified that every issued digital token would be backed by a physical amount of gold held in the bank's reserves. RBZ started issuing physical gold tokens last year, claiming their successful adoption. Afghanistan, meanwhile, has been hit with another 6.3 magnitude earthquake, striking Herat province days after 2,400 people are dead there. And, of course, the first plane carrying U.S. ammo lands in Israel as troops amass near Gaza, the Strip, for a possible ground assault. 300,000 Israeli military troops getting ready for a ground assault on Hamas. Delta Force, SEAL Team 6, they're there. Yeah. Also, we should let you know, before we get to your phone calls, that today, taking effect today, I want to read you this in its entirety. This is a memorandum for the Secretary of State that is going to be and is being posted today in the Federal Register. Subject, delegation of authority under Section 614A1 and Section 506A1 of the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961. This is what gives the White House the excuse to do what it's doing without congressional approval. And it reads like this. Very, very brief, to the point. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, including Section 621 of the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961, hereinafter known as FAA, I hereby delegate to the Secretary of State, number one, the authority under Section 614A1 of the FAA to determine whether it is important to the security interest of the U.S. to furnish approximately $128 million in assistance to Ukraine without regard to any provision of law within the purview of Section 614A1 of the FAA, and two, the authority under Section 506A1 of the FAA to direct the drawdown of approximately $128 million in defense articles and services of the DOD and military education and training to provide assistance to Ukraine and make determinations required under such section to direct such a drawdown. You are authorized and directed to publish this memorandum in the Federal Register as of today. Now, $128 million in what? Defense articles and services of the DOD, Department of Defense, and military education and training. That means boots on the ground advisors, folks. Remember what happened in Vietnam? It's going to happen in Ukraine. We're going to be involved in a full-blown war with Russia, I would say, prior to the next election. Do we want that? Huh. I don't know. I know that a lot of people aren't real happy with what's going on Twitter right now. Apparently, we have several senators on there posting commentary on Twitter saying that the United States and Israel need to be involved in turning the Gaza Strip into a nuclear parking lot. That means push the magic button, will you, Netanyahu? Now, and nuke Iran while you're at it. Nuke Tehran. Nuke Syria. Yeah, nuke them all. Turn the whole Middle East into a park. They're screaming, nuke, 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 nuke of world, nuke, nuke, nuke of world. Yeah, that's what they're doing. You really want those kinds of senators in office right now? Because if that happened and they push the magic button, rather than waging a ground war where you can kill off all these child-rearing men that, you know, had the ability to impregnate women, what a great way to reduce the population. Send a bunch of them over there like they did during Vietnam. Yep. One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Ask me. I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. Yep. Yep. 5, 6, 7, 8. Open those pearly gates. Yep. Because they're all going to die. That's just the way it is. This is a religious war, been going on for centuries, and we're getting into the middle of it. This will no longer be a proxy war. Now the Delta Force and SEAL Team 6 are there. Not going to be a proxy war. We'll get into the rest of U.S. news. Oh, by the way, that $6 billion that Biden froze, well, there's pressure building on him to refreeze that $6 billion in Iranian cash. Democrat senators are even getting involved, calling him to freeze that $6 billion again, including John Tester from Montana and Joe Manchin from West Virginia, because they feel like this money's going to end up in the hands of Hamas. It has been already partially linked to the government of Iran. And of course, Joe refuses to budge. He'd rather go sniff hair and shove ice cream in his face. And of course, what else did you expect? Democrat Rashida Tlaib is displaying the Palestinian flag outside her congressional office. I told you this yesterday, whose side she was on. Something we didn't tell you yesterday, there's a full-blown analysis today. RFK Jr. is running as an independent now. That's going to shake things up in the Trump-Biden rematch. Because see, what's going to happen is RFK Jr. is going to be sucking votes away from both Biden and Trump. Because see, the people who voted for Trump the first time that don't want to vote for him again and don't want to vote for Biden are going to vote for Kennedy. And I'm neglecting on purpose to not tell you all of the inside stories about what's going on and how the Israelis defended themselves valiantly and killed off all these Hamas. And I'm not going to tell you all that stuff because this is wag the dog. This is the old brown shoe going over the clotheslines and the electric lines everywhere in America. Like the movie, Wag the Dog. This whole thing is all nothing but stories. You know, if you watched Wag the Dog, the movie, you'll know exactly what's going on now, because this is how they're trying to influence America to support what they're doing. Right? Crazy as it may seem. Have some more information on what's going on in the courts right now. George in Canada. Good morning, sir. I know you have
good
more
morning.
Back channel news to tell us.
Well, I refer back to one of my older heroes, who's still my hero, Congressman Ron Paul. And in 2009, at the Gaza Strip conflict resolution, Congressman Paul warns of the blowback of Hamas. And he said, Israel set up Hamas as a counter to Yasser Arafat. And just like we set up Al-Qaeda at one point in time, that this monster might come back and bite you. And we have to remember Israel's intelligence agency's mottos. By deception, we wage war. They're waging war, so there has to be a deception. One of those big deceptions is the people of Israel aren't falling for this. In the Times of Israel, they published and reported that Egypt's intelligence minister, General Abbas Kamal, personally phoned Netanyahu 10 days before, warning him of a terrible operation. Retired intelligence chiefs in Israel argued with Netanyahu, and so did several military senior officers. And I wouldn't be the slightest bit surprised that the two who were killed in this incursion probably were aware of these things and probably couldn't be trusted to keep the secret after it came out of the bag and they were taken out. This is a classic false flag maneuver to bring in a bigger, broader, better war to attack Iran and Syria. Netanyahu said that himself. He said he will turn Damascus to ashes. I read that in the Bible once, maybe more than once, that this is the goal. Three carrier task groups have formed and are going there, one British, two American. NATO's patrol fleet is headed to the area, too. That's a lot to just take out a little bit of Hamas or even Hezbollah. It's for a bigger, broader purpose, and that's pretty much a ruse to go after Russia, the ultimate target in the end game of this. And we're quick to throw away everything Jesus taught us for revenge and never stop for a moment to think or analyze when these ashes are spread. And I like your Wag the Dog, too, because I think they hired the producers for that. In the old days, we had the beheadings with Jihadi John. And then Senator McCain's aide was compromised. His laptop was seen. And they found out they filmed these on green screen. And then all that just went down the memory hole. Well, now, we got to do better than that. So we'll do it to children, and we can make movies about that, have people say things like that, and everybody's going to believe it. No one will be able to verify it, and that'll get our blood boiling. So we fulfill the prophecy of a famous man. I don't know if he is as evil as he's portrayed to be, Albert Pike. And he said there will be three world wars, and the third world war will be fomented by taking advantages of differences between the political Zionists and the Islamic world leaders. And we'll start a total religious war where they mutually destroy each other. The stage is set. It's ready to go. And by fomenting this evil, we're bringing this upon ourselves. And it won't be pretty when it finally manifests. So I can only urge you to strive for peace. And how can we ever believe the leaders of the world that brought us COVID, the vaccination, and have killed millions of their own people to trust them to take us to a war? We already know how deceptive they are. And we bring out the beheading things of these children, and we're blind to our own sin. We do this all the time in the Western world, in the abortion mills, with a tool used in a process called the curettage. We cut the little babies to pieces. There's no difference between us and them, even if they did do it, and God knows that. So the big thing is for us to acknowledge and repent of our own sin, take that thing out of our eye before we go looking into somebody else's. Ours is probably way bigger. But do not trust these governments. They are the most evil things that have ever come along. Biden's regime is totally criminal from top to bottom. The great God Zelensky is no better. And Netanyahu was kicked out for being a criminal, and then by some Shaman affair, he was put back into power again. He's still a criminal, a deceiver, a liar, a cheat, and he wanted to totally turn his country into a police state and make all of Israel like Gaza with him in control. And millions of Israelis took to the streets to protest this. But the page is turned now, and he gets a get-out-of-jail-free card. So does my Führer here in Canada, Trudeau. Everybody's going to forget about the Nazi now because we have a new jihad to wage. It's the way it works.
Yep. Well, see, and the thing that bothers me, George, is the fact that we have all these Hamas and people who crossed our borders infiltrating into the American population. And my prediction is the more we get involved in this war, they're going to bring the war to America, and the blue state cities will be first to feel it. What's your take?
That is very, very true. Like, it's, you know, a terrible thing to say, but it's true. Is, I'm sure, the victims in this attack, the last thing you ever expected was that you would be faced not just with a deadly force confrontation, but a massed attack by people. And in Israel, you have rights to have not just a gun, but you get a military rifle. You've got an M16. And you can carry it around and protect yourself, never mind just a pistol. And that so few people would ever make use of that right, or even think for a minute to set up a neighborhood defense of like-minded people, so that just in case something did happen, it's like a volunteer fire department. We're ready to go. You know, we don't need any instructions from the government. And they waited. They waited. You know, some reports are 12 hours before you could get help from the government when this was going on, that the military couldn't handle this. And the other big faux pas is these Hamas people walked onto the military bases. So they even joke, were the guards sleeping? Like, come on. You know, this is the way it works. And this is classic stand down orders. So we can't get sucked into this at all.
Nope.
And I pray to God people wake up.
I pray to God they do too, George. I pray to God too, you know, because this is what this is. It's an obvious false flag attack, knowing what we know, hearing what we're hearing. And to get sucked into this thing on the world stage poses a bigger problem for us here in America, because those who are woke are sleeping and don't get it. They would rather, I mean, and what really blows me away is what we said yesterday about Rashida Tlaib. And now it's true. She has this Palestinian flag outside of her office. So there are people in Congress that are actually supporting the war and what's going on, hoping that Israel gets its proverbial butt kicked in this one. Well, America could be facing the same nonsense, folks. Are you ready for it? Because it's coming to your doorstep. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after these words. Thank you, George, for those updates. Stay with us. Important messages coming at you here from the Power Hour. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. Central Time. Here at the Power Hour, Dave Krieger with you. Thank you so much for joining us. Yep, George Freund, our former host here at the Power Hour, guest host, been here many times, runs conspiracy-cafe.com. For those of you interested in subscribing to that, there's the heads up. See, a lot of people are agreeing with what's going on. They disagree with a lot of our involvement, but they agree that a lot of this stuff that's going on, I'm talking about right now, could come to a neighborhood near you sooner than later. Jeff in North Carolina, we go to the phones. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Hard to top that call there, old George, man. You know, he knows what he's talking about. I heard... something yesterday, Dave, and I had, I'd known this a while. I found this out a while back, but the naivety of people in the West is incredible. I was listening to somebody yesterday talking about how we ended up getting into World War II and the mindset that put us to where we wanted to be into World War II, how they knew that the attack on Pearl Harbor was coming before it happened, and they didn't say anything, and all the people that ended up getting killed because of that. I mean, absolutely. I found that out for the first time, and that a while back, and that just really blew my mind.
Really, Jeff? Oh, my gosh. I mean, Cordell Hull, the Secretary of State at that time, I mean, everybody knew that's part of the history books. Roosevelt knew. They were wanting us, Britain wanted us to get involved in World War II, and the U.S. was like, I don't think so. Well, we need to do something to encourage the United States to rah, 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 shish, goom, bah, and get involved, and so that hundreds of thousands of our men could die, and what you have left over is what's left of the baby boom generation. Imagine if we didn't go to World War and beat Germany. Of course, you know, we had to have a nemesis, so it was Axis versus Allied, and we needed something to do that, and so, yes, Roosevelt, all of them knew. I call him Roosevelt because that's, you know. But no, I've known that for years that the United States knew that Pearl Harbor was coming, that they did nothing to stop it, that they stood down and watched over 3,000 sailors and U.S. servicemen get killed. Is it because we needed a false flag attack? This is nothing new in America. You know, we know that this is what they're capable of.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about it, Dave, is that what it is, and just the total disregard for life is just mind-blowing. How these people just get on a certain agenda, and they're just going to go with this agenda and push it to the max until they get their means. And they could care less how many men, women, or children, or civilians, or who dies out of it. It just the total disregard for life is absolutely amazing.
Well, and see, they don't care about the lives of the people that Biden has been importing into this country with the intention of making them all registered voters so the Democrats can stay in power. Now, that is, of course, people will take issue with that. And it's like, you know, now you have senators and like Mayor Adams in New York City. Well, these are illegal immigrants. They deserve jobs. They deserve our jobs. These people want to work. They want to work remotely from home. They want to just sit in their butt and draw welfare. So let's put these other cheap labor to work. You know, this is the thing that's bothering me because, you see, they don't care about those lives either. Those lives are expendable, especially if they're trying to blend into these blue state cities out there. And as we were discussing earlier in the show, the blue state cities have now become targets. And the more that this war in the Middle East ramps up and the more the U.S. gets involved, the likelihood of us being attacked internally by Hamas terrorists in this country already here, and the Chinese terrorists that support them, the same ones that brought fentanyl to a theater near you. All these people are involved in this, and all of them are going to be given marching orders and told at a certain point in time to start exacting atrocities on the American public. And it's going to start in the big city because that gets the most attention. I've yet to hear anybody disagree with me on that one, Jeff. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Thank you so much for your input this morning. Phones are starting to light up here. Joe in Arkansas, good morning, sir. What say you?
Okay, I just want to say absolutely amen to what George Freund from Canada said. I think he's one of the most brilliant commentators on these events in the whole world. And I really like the way he quoted Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini about the three world wars. Unfortunately, I think very, very, very few people are going to listen to people like him. And, you know, pretty much 99.99% of the world is going to go along. You know, either they're going to get on the Muslim side or they're going to get on the Zionist side. And the Masons are going to succeed in launching this third world war that they want. And I also wanted to add that I once heard a story about an African Christian that came to visit the United States. And after his American host showed him around, you know, he asked him, "So, what do you think of America?" And the African said, "Your demons are very civilized." And I think this is the difference between the Islamicists and the Western leaders, is that Islamicists are kind of blatantly and honestly and outright, you know, fully visible evil, whereas the Western leaders are able to, they're just as evil, but they're able to disguise their evil as goodness. They're very covert and deceptive about it. And, you know, he mentioned how, you know, Hamas blatantly and outright in front of the cameras beheads Israeli babies, whereas our leaders, you know, disguised, they kill as many babies as they possibly can, but they disguise it as women's reproductive health care rights and things like that. And so that's what I wanted to say.
All right. Well, that's a mouthful, Joe, but, you know, point taken. I mean, it sounds, that's why people tune into the show, because we have people who are awake that call into the program that actually care, that have an opinion, and it matters. That's why we still have freedom of speech. As I talked about before, I'm not the greatest commentator in the world. I admit that. We all err. We all make mistakes. The thing is that some of this information, like I said yesterday on the show, and George just reiterated, we're not there. We can't see the wag the dog. We're limited as to our knowledge of what false flag attack might have occurred. We basically are relying on our back channel news sources to let us know what's really going on over there. And of course, as a result, we're called conspiracy theorists, just like Lieutenant Colonel Wendy Rogers, state senator in Arizona, who sent me a message yesterday telling me about the fact that Hamas is training in Mexico and they're moving into the United States. And there's only one reason why they could do that. One, to further their training and get set up to exact atrocities on the American people at the right time, as soon as they're given the cue. Things will start happening in this country. World War III will be brought to our doorstep. And of course, who's making money off this? All the banks, all the Masons, everybody that's involved in this thing. Albert Pike would just be, you know, jumping up and down like crazy. I understand that they've even named a road Albert Pike in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Thanks for your call, Joe. We appreciate it. You know, this is the crazy thing about politics, isn't it? And these people are so blatant with what they do, they even name streets and airports after them. Wow. Yeah, George Bush has an airport named after him. Clinton has an airport named after him. Oh, it's not just him. It's his wife, too. I mean, just imagine that. We have De Gaulle Airport. I mean, you know, look, they're naming, like, these people are the greatest thing since sliced bread. They're not. These people are corrupt. Like George said, and like our callers are reflecting here, folks, we have a very, very, you know, and like Joe just said, our Western guys are very good at hiding it. That's the difference. My goodness. Phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. If you want to chime in on our conversation this morning, while we still have freedom of speech before they declare martial law here in America. I agree largely in part with the idea George was pontificating here. The problem with what he's saying about neighborhood groups banding together to fight this is that most of the people, you've got a mixed bag here, especially in blue state cities, because everybody's got a different opinion. We've all been groomed during the lockdown to stay in your home, stay in your corner, cower, chicken, wear a mask, take the jab. You know, we've all been programmed to be isolationists. That's why it's seemingly difficult to organize neighborhood watch groups that are armed to the teeth that could repel these hordes when they attempt to exact revenge on American soil. This is a problem. I mean, how are you going to get your neighbor who thinks that everybody's gun should be taken away? What do? You just leave him alone, let him come to him, put a sign in his front yard when the enemy attacks saying, here, seek refuge in this guy's house. He'll let you in. He's unarmed. Oh, I'm sure he would appreciate that, right? Nice day for a home invasion. You'll see a lot more of it if they start exacting revenge in this country. There will be no sacred ground in America. And then once they're done there, they'll start moving into the hinterland, out into the burbs, into the country, into the rural areas. And that, my friends, is where they're going to see red blood fly. Because those people are armed to the teeth and they're not putting up with this garbage. I was going to use the S word, but I can't say that on the radio. They're not going to put up with this, and you know what I'm talking about. Sad but true. This is what's kept most of America intact, is those right-thinking people out in the countryside that understand it. Because these people in the city had their hand out. And I'm noticing this, and I don't mean to pick on all of you. Not all of you are that way, but there's a lot of you that are that way, that are part of the age of entitlement. And they all think the government owes them something. And that if something goes wrong in America, they're going to turn to Uncle Sam to bail them out. Well, I hate to tell you this, folks. Look at history, what it teaches us. Oh, no, we can't have that. We have to destroy history, especially what happened in Hurricane Katrina. Look how long, A, it took the government to respond. B, when they did, look what they responded with. Yeah, formaldehyde trailers that made everybody sick. C, volunteers came in and got spit on by the locals who wanted McDonald's and Pizza Hut. They didn't want something healthy to eat. They're the entitled wanted what they wanted. They're out of their comfort zone now. We can't have that. And then they sent Blackwater in. Oh, nobody wants to talk about that. Mercenaries just, randomly killing people. Door-to-door gun grabs. I mean, this is what happens during martial law, folks. And see, they're only going to send out, when they do the gun grab, they're only going to send out a handful of people because they figure six guys with guns coming to your doorstep, that's an easy challenge. They'll just give up their right. They'll give up their guns right then and there. I don't think so. They start moving out in the countryside, and you're going to see neighbors banding together to take out these little packs of enforcers trying to take people's guns. You're going to watch this happen right here in America. We're going to have another civil war. It's going to be us versus them. Writing's on the wall, folks. We can't stop playing world cop. We have to go into Israel. We have to defend them. We always have. We always will. We're going to have boots on the ground. Now we got Delta Force and SEAL Team 6 over there. More American troops are going to be asked to come in and fight. We're going to end up in Ukraine. Got advisors there. We're going to have a repeat performance of Nam. Putin's not going to tolerate it. And eventually somebody's going to push the magic button. Somebody's going to, because they want to send a message. Look, you want more of this? Stop what you're doing. Yeah. Reminds me of that Humpty dance, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you used to. That's what I'm talking about. Somebody is going to push the magic button. I mean, this is just crazy, isn't it? Well, how can it be crazy talk when you have word of Hamas coming into this country to continue their training? Why would they be doing that here if the nefarious intent wasn't already established? And you got all these people like Black Lives Matter. Remember the summer riots of 2020? Oh, that's easily repeatable. Seriously. I mean, Hamas already has built-in supporters here with Black Lives Matter. These people are going to be led like sheep to the slaughter, especially when they try to get into those areas where Americans who are fully armed to the teeth are ready to take them on. Because they start showing up with Molotov cocktails with the nefarious intent of destroying private and whatever property they can get their hands on. Look what they did in the summer of 2020, and look what happened with Mr. Rittenhouse, huh? Mr. Kyle. Yeah, what happened to him? You see, they prosecuted him. Well, see, it's different when you have martial law and you have total anarchy. It's different. It's totally different. Martial law, the Constitution is suspended. That means it's a free-for-all. We will have curfews. Really? Who said? You really think that Hamas and all of the criminal element in this country are going to adhere to your curfews? Really? You people are idiots. I'm talking about the DC crowd. They had the opportunity to stop J6. Did they? No. Instead, they entrapped them and pointed the finger at Trump. And now he's got all this going on. We get to see our two-tiered system of justice fully manifest as he gets persecuted in multiple venues. This is what they do when they want to take down people who a majority of you voted for in 2020 and saw your votes discounted. And don't you think you have a God-given right to say, hey, there's something wrong with the election in 2020? Well, that's what Trump did. He was trying to solve the problem. He was trying to expose it. No, we can't have that. See, anybody that speaks up like Sidney Powell and whatnot, they go after them. They don't want that kind of stuff out here. That's problem solving right there for the left. Silence opposition. Meanwhile, in the court situation, Justice Clarence Thomas speaks out alone against the landmark Supreme Court ruling which happened yesterday. They reject an appeal from Don Blankenship, a former coal company CEO who ran for president in 2020. after he argued that major news outlets defamed him, while Clarence Thomas argued that a landmark defamation ruling should be revisited. We're talking about New York Times versus Sullivan, the landmark 1964 ruling. The Supreme Court left that ruling intact yesterday. Justice Thomas, however, agreed with the lower court ruling, called on the high court to overturn New York Times versus Sullivan. That ruling established the actual malice standard, which found that if a plaintiff in a defamation lawsuit is a public official or candidate for public office, they have to prove that a statement was made with actual malice, which means the defendant knew the statement was not true or had recklessly disregarded whether it might be false or not. So understand about actual malice and the word intent. Reckless disregard demonstrates intent. So, yeah, Justice Clarence Thomas told him you need to reverse this decision, adding the court did not base this actual malice rule in the original meaning of the First Amendment. It limited its analysis of the historical record to a loose inference from opposition surrounding the Sedition Act of 1798. Sedition Act. Did you get that? You see, now this is what I'm talking about. The Supreme Court always rules narrowly. And this is what they did here. And Justice Thomas is calling him out on it, for those of you who get it. Remember the Christian baker in Colorado, Jack Phillips? He refused to make a gender transition cake. Well, he's going back to the Colorado Supreme Court in another issue where a guy came in, an attorney, came in and wanted, because of the fact they were going to celebrate his gender transition. This is a transgender lawyer. And, of course, in 2019, the lawyer came to him, said, I want you to create a cake with the devil smoking marijuana on it. And the guy went, oh, come on, absolutely not. So what did the attorney do? Filed a suit. And so now the Colorado Supreme Court is going to take it up again. But this time, Mr. Phillips has a Supreme Court decision behind him. Yeah. So we'll see how far this transgender lawyer gets. Dozens of witnesses who were interviewed in the federal investigation that led to a four-count indictment against former President Trump for his efforts to stop the peaceful transfer of power withheld information on the basis of assertions of attorney-client privilege, special counsel Jack Smith's office said in a court filing yesterday. At least 25 Trump election case witnesses withheld information, and it was all based on attorney-client privilege. So, Trump and his team have repeatedly, since the indictment, repeatedly and publicly announced he intends to assert the advice of counsel as a central component of his defense at trial. And Smith's team, of course, is countering, saying, look, if he plans to invoke the defense, prosecutors should be able to gain access to additional communications between him and his lawyer. If Trump invokes attorney-client privilege, he would also be required to waive attorney-client privilege for all communications concerning that defense. Therefore, federal prosecutors would be entitled to additional discovery and may conduct further investigation, both of which may require further litigation and briefing. It means they're going to keep suing him and keep bringing charges against him right up until the 2024 elections. Of course, we told you about the full analysis as RFK, the junior version, is now running as an independent and is shaking up the popular vote. And for those of you, wait, hear me out. Remember Ross Perot? Well, believe it or not, even though he lost both of his independent presidential bids to Democrat Bill Clinton, he drew 19% of the popular vote in 1992 and 8% in 96. Now, think about that. Like Mr. Perot, Mr. Kennedy is a long shot to win the presidency, but he could play the spoiler. Riddle me this, Batman. Yeah, he could play the spoiler in this one. George Santos has more problems. Oh, my God. Lesson to be learned here, folks. If you're going to donate to somebody, do it by check, not by credit card. Representative George Santos, remember the guy that basically fudged his campaign information? Well, now we've got a 23-count indictment replaces the one filed in May, charging Santos with embezzling money from his campaign. And not only that, but he rang up tens of thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges on his donors' credit cards. Yeah, he had the credit card information, so he says, I'll just take 5 and 10 and 20 and 50, and they won't know. Wow. Really? Oh, my God. You know, people like that do need to be kicked out of Congress. You better be careful who you give your money to. You don't know these people. You don't know what they're capable of and how dirty they are once they get there. Republicans are facing a crucial vote in the House Speaker race today that could shape Israel aid and government funding. Scalise said this is a dangerous world right now. He and Jim Jordan are going head-to-head, but it's likely neither one of them has a majority. Carrie Lake has announced her run for the Arizona Senate seat, finally. Wow. Well, we've talked quite a bit about this, haven't gotten the economy, but he will discuss some of this in time. You can go to the email blast. We'll be back with Justin Porter after these words. Stay with us.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.